goodbye heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we never part. So hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart. So hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart. Yes, hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
WRPQ Baraboo,
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Donald Trump's Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, securing a huge and surprising endorsement Friday. More from ABC's Derek Dennis.
Dick Cheney, George W. Bush's vice president, declaring he will vote for Harris in November. The announcement made by his daughter, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Dick Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney recently announced she, too, is backing Harris.
Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft undocked from the International Space Station and returned to Earth late Friday without two astronauts who were supposed to be on board. They'll remain on the space station until next February due to problems with the Starliner. The 14-year-old suspect in the Georgia school shooting and his father both making court appearances on murder charges after the rampage left four dead at Appalachie High School. There was a vigil overnight for the victims. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The controversial sale of the Sauk County-owned nursing home will be voted on Tuesday by the county board. The board is holding a special meeting at 6 p.m. to vote on selling the Sauk County Health Care Center in Reedsburg to a private buyer. 16 supervisors, the minimum needed to approve a special meeting from the 31-member board, voted to approve the meeting. County officials have named the potential buyer. However, federal records indicate it is Aria Healthcare, which owns three nursing homes in the Milwaukee area. Members of the Citizens for Sauk County Healthcare Center, a group opposed to the sale, have voiced numerous objections to the sale at previous board meetings. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine and 75 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 52. Sunny and 82 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and highs around 83 degrees. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, 40 degrees.
Maximum hits.
Down. Oh, but I know. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with J.J. Jackson, but it's all right. 5 minutes after 7 with Kevin Kellogg and a good Saturday morning on the chillier side, about 40 degrees or so. Looking for a high of 64 and sunny today, but yeah, a little chilly start this morning. If you're going up, going outside, getting ready to go to the farmer's market, yeah, you're going to want to take a jacket along, taking the dog for a walk, things like that, because 40 degrees this morning. Looking for a song request from the 60s and 70s? Text lines open, 608-355-9970. You can get a song request in this morning. Here's Van Morrison, Moondance, Max FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. My love, can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I some more romance with you, my love?
Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Silly girl.
Shame on you. Your mama said.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. You cried in bed.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. You told a lie.
Big girls do cry. Big girls.
Oh, cry. Ay, ay, ay.
They don't cry.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM and Big Girls Don't Cry from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. 7:13, we're going to look at your weekend weather. We're going to look at high school sports from last night, including other sports like the Packers. And the Brewers, both of them. They both lost last night. We'll talk about that in sports coming up in a few minutes. It's Every Mother's Son and Come On Down to My Boat, Baby.
On the dock of fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter,
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away.
Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free.
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Every Mother's Son with Come On Down to My Boat, 7:16. We've got to look at sports, including losses for the Brewers, losses for the Packers, and also the Baraboo T-Birds. We'll take a look at that all coming up this morning with a look at sports, your weekend weather, and we'll find out what's going on in the area with a look at our community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Sunday, September 8th, the Reesburg VFW Post 1960 welcomes you to their monthly breakfast buffet. Enjoy made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and so much more. It's a great opportunity to support local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back to helping veterans with their families and community programs. This again will be on Sunday, September 8th from 8 a.m. until noon, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall on Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. Coming up on Wednesday, September 11th at 9 a.m., the Portage Habitat for Humanity parking lot will be hosting an event to remember September 11th, highlighting those who rose up in the wake of the tragedy and remind everyone of the importance of service. There'll be a 45-minute ceremony featuring local and state dignitaries speaking about the importance of service in our community. Following the ceremony, there's going to be a veteran-led service event. The event will be assembling care packages for first responder units throughout Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area Service Area. These care packages are made from donations from all of the area communities. Again, the event will be taking place at 9 a.m. on September 11th at the Portage Habitat for Humanity parking lot. But for more details on how you can help and also what you can donate, go to hfhwisconsinriver.org. There you will find a list of what you can contribute to their care packages.
Ever heard of Joan Ballweg? She's your state senator, and she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state Senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Ballweg wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Ballweg voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion, banning birth control. Ballweg even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. Some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Ballweg thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body more than Joan Ballweg.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate. Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for
Max FM Sports.
Looking at area high school football games from last night, it was Toma defeating Baraboo 26-23 in a close one. Sauk Prairie shut out Watertown 44-0. La Crosse Central over Reedsburg in their first game this year 43-27. Plymouth shut out Portage 28-0. And Wisconsin Dells over Waupun 44-20.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning Ag. Tim Fisher will start with football, where the Green Bay Packers dropped the season opener in a shootout to the Philadelphia Eagles 34-29 in San Pablo, Brazil last night. Saquon Barkley was just too much, scoring 3 touchdowns for the Eagles in the victory. It's a game they'll learn from, according to head coach Matt LaFleur.
It was definitely a sloppy game, I think, from us. I think there was some uncharacteristic things that we did as a staff, quite frankly, and that trickled down to our players. And so ultimately, we all got to look ourselves hard in the mirror and find ways to get better.
Jordan Love threw 2 touchdowns, going 17-34 for 260 yards. Jaden Reed with one of the touchdown receptions, caught 4 balls for 138 yards, also scored on a 33-yard run. The Pack will look to bounce back a week from Sunday with the home opener hosting the Indianapolis Colts. On to college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers look for a 2-0 start as they play host to South Dakota this afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. Head coach Luke Fickle knows the Coyotes will be a challenge.
I think it's, in a lot of ways, going to be very similar. You know, it's going to be a hard-fought battle. His team's going to have a plan to come in here and do a darn good job at slowing the game down. I don't think there's any, you know, mystery about that. They'll be physical. They'll run the football. They'll take shots. But they're probably going to, you know, be in a similar type of game plan to what Western Michigan was. And our job is to not allow that to happen.
Wisconsin and South Dakota kick off this afternoon at 2:30. On to Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped their series opener with the Colorado Rockies by the final count of 3-2 at AmFam last night. Frankie Montas struck out 10, but takes the loss, giving up 3 earned over 6 innings. The Crew and Rocks play game 2 of their set tonight, 6:10 first pitch. Tobias Meyer starts against Ty Blanch. Hi, Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine and 75 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 52. Sunny and 82 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and highs around 83 degrees. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, 40 degrees.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 722, as we take a look at birthdays, we find that Al Jardine, co-founder of the Beach Boys, celebrated his 82nd birthday on Tuesday. Lead singer on Help Me Rhonda with Al Jardine on 99.7 Max FM.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and my love wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Rhonda, help, help.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Beach Boys and Help Me Rhonda. Lead singing on that, Al Jardine, who celebrated his 82nd birthday on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, Gary Leeds celebrated his 82nd birthday, drummer with the Standells, and also a drummer with the Walker Brothers, and changed his stage name to Gary Walker, for the sun ain't gonna shine anymore. So let's do a little bit of both on 99.7 Max FM.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river. Down by the banks of the River Charles. Ah, that's what's happening.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Walker Brothers, and the sun ain't going to shine anymore, and none of them were named Walker, including Gary Leeds, and Gary also was in the Standells, so thought we'd do both of them for you this morning. Gary celebrated his 82nd birthday on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, we find Donald Brewer, the drummer for Grand Funk Railroad, celebrated his 75th birthday, and he shares lead vocals on Some Kind of Wonderful on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Some Kind of Wonderful from Grand Funk Railroad, featuring vocals from Donald Brewer, the drummer. He turned 75 on Tuesday. Musical history, 1976, the number one song in the nation at the time, their third number one hit, it's the Bee Gees, and You Should Be Dancing on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s.
Hey!
You Should Be Dancing, the Bee Gees, 99.7 Max FM, number one this week in 1976, their third number one hit. It is 7:39 with Kevin Kellogg and about 40 degrees out there, looking for a high in the mid-60s and sunshine today. We are honoring a couple of members that we lost this week. James Darren passed away on Monday at the age of 88 from heart failure in his sleep at Los Angeles Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. James was a singer and an actor. Gidget, also Time Tunnel, T.J. Hooker, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, some of the major things that James Darren was in. And let's go to 1962. This song reached number six on the charts. It's Her Royal Majesty. Her Royal Majesty. Majesty. Yes, there's no R in there. Her Royal Majesty. That is James Darren, 99.7 Max FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Her Royal Majesty.
There she goes, Her Royal Majesty. She's the queen that broke my heart. I put her up upon the throne. And now she's left me all alone and crying. There she goes, Her Royal Majesty. She just had me kneeling at her feet. She got me to weep right from her little hand. Her smallest wish was my command. Well, there she goes, Her Royal Majesty, marching off with someone new.
James Darren, Her Royal Majesty, 99.7 Max FM, as James passed away on Monday at Los Angeles Cedars-Sinai Hospital at the age of 88, dying from heart failure in his sleep. He was experiencing issues related to the function of his aortic valve, but the doctors judged his condition too fragile to undergo surgery and repair it. We also lost Sergio Mendez on Thursday of complications of long COVID, as he passed away in L.A. at the age of 83. Sergio, a Brazilian musician, career took off worldwide with his group Brazil 66. Over 55 releases, playing a little bossa nova and funk mixed in. He had a big hit with this in 1966. Reaching number four of the charts, it's The Look of Love, 99.7 Max FM.
The time can't disguise the look of love. It saves so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to lose
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66 with The Look of Love. Sergio passing away on Thursday at the age of 83, passing away from complications of long COVID at a hospital in L.A. It's 7:45, and let's go to 1972. A little interesting tidbit about this song. Norman Smith, an English musician, record producer, and engineer. In the 60s, he engineered all of the Beatles' EMI studio recordings up to the end of 1965, also produced three of the early Pink Floyd albums, and changing his name to Hurricane Smith, had a hit single in 1972, and oh babe, what would you say on 99.7 Max FM? Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Hurricane Smith, otherwise Norman Smith. And, oh, babe, what would you say from 72? Used to produce early albums from Pink Floyd and from the Beatles. He engineered the Beatles' music up until the end of 1965 and then had that hit all on his own, and then that was it. It is 7:50. Want to get a song request in? 608-355-9970. That's how you get a hold of me this morning to get your favorite in from the 60s and 70s. What's going on around the area this weekend? Well, we find that the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market's on the Courthouse Square, and that will be coming up in about 10 minutes, around 8 o'clock, that'll start. Go to 12:30. West Baraboo Saturday Markets at the former Gander Mountain parking lot from 8 until 2 today. The free Baraboo Historic Walking Tour starts on the square next to the cannon at 10. Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization Brat Sale is at Sky High Orchard today and tomorrow from 9 until 2. Sunday, lots of things going on. Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 has their monthly breakfast buffet at the Post on Viking Drive from 8 until noon. It'll be the second annual fun run, walk, and season kickoff party for Baraboo Thunderbird Youth Hockey at Pierce Park Pavilion from 9 until 1 on Sunday. The annual drive-through chicken dinner at the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City will begin at 11 on Sunday. And the fourth annual Baraboo Children's Museum Golf Outing fundraiser will be at Fairfield Hills Golf Course on Sunday from 3 until 6.
I carry hope.
I carry hope.
I carry hope because I carry Naloxone. And you can too. Naloxone is an easy-to-use medication that can safely reverse an opioid overdose. And it's available across Wisconsin without a prescription.
So join us and be a source of hope in your community. Find Naloxone near you at doseofrealitywi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services and the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine and 75 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 52. Sunny and 82 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and highs around 83 degrees. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, 40 degrees.
Ta-da, ta-da, the prima donna, ta-da, ta-da, the prima donna.
Yeah, on my knees, God, we love me two times, girl.